And when that happens, you usually order something or
an extra pizza, an extra burger, some 5 hot dogs.
Yeah, so that the alcohol will stimulate hunger, and and that usually leads to you ingesting.
What are we talking about? Labor?
I know. Whoa. Maybe you have a food baby.
It'll
result in a food baby. So maybe that's where I was going. Drinking results in babies. Wait, what?
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. This episode comes from the earlier version of the podcast, known as the ETT Rap Show. Enjoy!
What's up, guys and gals? Welcome back to another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. As the lovely Shannon mentioned, this is a throwback episode. That's right, we're reaching back into the ETT Rap Show vault to give you this old school episode. But before we jump into it, we just want to let you guys know about two things. We want to make sure that you guys bookmark addictedtofitnesspodcast.com because that contains all our show notes and other pertinent information for all the episodes that we have, and you guys can find that. You can find links to anybody we interview or possibly studies that we reference. Go ahead, make sure to bookmark that and check it out after you listen to this week's episode. Also, please, 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 if you listen on iTunes or in the Apple Podcast apps, leave us a rating and review. We really appreciate that. It lets us know what we need to work on as podcasters, but also what we're doing right, and we're going to keep on doing that. Don't forget to visit our sponsors, the Hemp Coffee Exchange, their website, hempcoffeeexchange.com. Check out their products. And when you buy, and you will, use ATF at checkout to get 20% off your order. All right, that's enough of the business stuff. We appreciate you guys listening, and I hope you enjoy this old school throwback episode from the ETT Rap Show days.
Welcome back to the ETT Rap Show. I'm your host, Nick Birch, and with me, Shannon Birch.
So have I officially earned the title of co-host?
Yes, you are the official co-host. You are the go-to lady for all the co-hosting responsibilities. So you have to do all the prep and producing and, you know, get all of our guest lineup and whatnot. But yeah, so how's it feel to be a co-host?
Yeah. It feels pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Powerful.
The promotion.
Influential.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Just kidding.
Well, I'm glad.
Doesn't feel different.
We want to get into what we got into for ETT training this week. We had a good week of training. I had some clients actually come back into town. They were actually in the Philippines. And they came back into town. I had the one of the clients was actually still pretty jet lagged, so she took the workout off.
Yeah, that's rough, man. I know we talked last week about being too tired because of travel and being out of your routine. So I can only imagine what flying back from the freaking Philippines will do to you.
Yeah, I know. And we kind of have some of that to look forward to. We're going to Hawaii at the end of the month. So we have some jet lag we're going to have to deal with also. Obviously not as bad as Philippines, but still.
Yeah, Philippines is literally on the other side of the world. Actually, on the other side.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward. I've never been to Hawaii. You've never been to Hawaii.
Nope.
So we're looking forward to that. I don't know.
We're Hawaii virgins.
Yes. So we're gonna get laid once we get there.
Oh, hey. I just gave you that one.
Hawaii
so easy.
Puns. All right. So besides ETT training, which was great this week, personally, I was very much a slacker in my own training this week. I got you jiu-jitsu Monday, but after that, I just, with all the training for ETT clients and then other responsibilities I have, it was hard for me to find any time to work out this week. So I was very much a slacker. How about you?
I actually had a great freaking week. I hate to compare to you saying you were lazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to rub it in a little bit, but I actually got 5 days of workouts in this week and really varied everything that I did. I went back to aerial yoga for my official 90-minute instructional class, and turns out I don't suck. I'm actually decent at it, and I could probably start taking some of the more intermediate level classes, But it's amazing. It's really challenging and taking the full course. I had no idea how much of an arm workout it was and core and just, I mean, full body. I know that yoga is always full body, but this, the amount of arm strength you need in order to get from one pose to the other, I mean, you're hanging upside down in a lot of different poses and pulling yourself back up. It's just a wonderful, new, different kind of challenge. So I did that. I did spinning. I did my HIIT workouts. I did running. So really covered the... I even did a heavy weightlifting leg day yesterday. Wow. Boom.
You really, you really showed me up.
I killed it.
There are some interesting pictures from your experience at Aerial Yoga this week. You guys, yes. I'm pretty sure I retweeted them on my ET Tampa page, but you also...
Yep, you drove me to it.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter is my name, Shannon Palmer.
Gotcha.
My maiden name.
Yes. So you can check out either of those Twitter handles to find a very interesting picture or...
Yep.
Or Shannon in a very, very interesting position. So
yes,
I'd say check that out.
It was completely legit. I did not sneak this. I obviously didn't take it because it's of me in a very odd position. The instructors were very supportive and were taking pictures of everybody because a lot of the poses are just crazy looking. It's just not something you'd expect to see. So it looks like something straight off Pinterest. So I was super excited.
That's awesome. Also, this is kind of the, I guess since it's going to be dropping the day after Memorial Day, we're still going to do a little Memorial Day episode here. Memorial Day is kind of the official start to summer, or at least what I think it is.
Oh, yeah. I think most of the country that doesn't have an all-year warm climate like we do, Memorial Day is the official start date. Labor Day is the official end date.
Yep.
So... it's here, man.
That's how we used to, because I used to be go to the pool all the time. I was like a pool rat when I was growing up.
Aww.
And we waited for the beginning, which was Memorial Day, opening day, and then Labor Day was the last day. So it was the community pool. So we always look forward to that every year. And there's a lot of fun facts about Memorial Day I looked up and I just wanted to share with people. Most people are be traveling this weekend, or traveled, since we'll hear this on Tuesday. Most people will travel this weekend. I think it's almost 40% of people are traveling on their Memorial Day excursions. Over 60% will be at some sort of barbecue this weekend.
Yes.
Which is obviously a great idea. And also, there's something exercise-wise, there's over 200 Memorial Day races. Like foot races, either like 5K, 10Ks, marathons, so on and so forth. Over 200 around the United States. So Memorial Day, obviously, a big kickoff and, you know, is a legit holiday. You know, it's not a manufactured Hallmark holiday.
It's not a Hallmark holiday. There's actual real history and meaning to Memorial Day.
Yes, and that's something we want to talk about real quick because I think it's very important. And we might get a little bit blue, which we don't normally get on this podcast, but I think it's something important. Obviously, Memorial Day is the day that we remembered all the people who gave their life, all that military all the military men and women that gave their lives protecting our country. So it's a great day to try to, you know, memorialize them and think about them and give them praise for all the sacrifices they made through the years. A couple facts for, you know, people, and like I said, the statistics are a little hard to hear, but they're important to know, because, you know, and to realize what this day really means, I think is important. Over 1.3 million military men and women passed away, you know, in conflict over, you know, in the years we've had any type of major world wars or any conflict. And another fact that's kind of really become rampant in the recent years is the suicide rate with active military and veterans, mm-hmm. Which is very kind of discouraging fact to see about, you know, I think 2012 was the worst year statistically for suicide rate among active military and veterans, and it was I think it was something crazy, like one every 17 hours or something like that.
Jeez.
So, I mean, it's scary to think about. And luckily, from the data I've seen or some of the reports I've seen, the trend is going down. So they're obviously, we're putting a lot of effort into trying to figure out why that is why it was such a high rate at that point in time. But, you know, now in 2016, what I've seen, it seems that they're working towards, they're successfully bringing that rate down.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's obviously something hard to talk about, but with PTSD being such a, I think a lot of people know about PTSD.
I think there's a lot more awareness than there used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And the kind of the mental anguish that happens both in deployment and not even without deployment. You don't have to be deployed to be a victim of, you know, not necessarily PTSD, but be stressed in regards to being in the military.
Yeah.
So that is something that I think we need to remember why we celebrate Memorial Day. You know,
yeah.
Even though it's fun, we think about it as the start to summer, which it is. There's a lot of kind of more significant meaning to it.
A lot of people get confused between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. In fact, I have a lot of people that come and work for me at my job. And since we do a lot of commemorating major holidays, I have to very carefully explain the difference, Veterans and Memorial Day, but both play incredibly important roles in just bringing back the meaning of all of those individuals who not only fight every day, but they give up a lot. They sacrifice, you know, obviously there's some that end up sacrificing their lives, but a lot of them sacrifice just, I mean, their day-to-day sanity. You know, they give up a lot in the service of their country, and I think Memorial Day is also a good day to note that, too. You know, it's really just about all of the sacrifices that these people have given for us. And I think paying 1 minute of tribute in an entire weekend is very much worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Definitely doable, I think. I think the majority of Americans, you know, respect the military.
Mm-hmm.
We might not respect the actions of, you know, some people that put them in the situations.
Yeah,
but we respect the men and women over there that are, you know, protecting. Ultimately, their objective is to protect the United States.
Yeah, if you can't support the reasons that we're there, then just support the military. Because I think, especially in our generation, so many of our friends and family have been in the military and have suffered and are still suffering. I have a friend that had to go into a treatment facility because he was so affected with post-traumatic stress disorder that it had affected his life. And he ended up going to treatment years after he'd been discharged. So it stays with you. And if you don't get it addressed and you don't look at it, then, you know, unfortunately, there are some people that don't ever go in and kind of treat it. So
right, yeah. And then you have that one kind of friend of yours, and we have mutual friends because we live in Tampa, which is, you know, pretty good. I mean,
we are definitely a military
city. I mean, with Tampa MacDill Air Force Base here, that, and it's also, I think it's the home of the is it SOCOM, I believe, Special Operations Unit, I believe. I mean, they were just doing a huge demonstration in downtown.
Yeah.
I saw some video of Mayor Buckhorn shooting some 50 cal off the front of ship or something. So, but it's a lot of military members in this town. So there's a couple organizations, you know, the federal government's doing a lot to try to kind of integrate all of these active veterans or active military or veterans back into society. You know, obviously, being deployed and, you know, being in war zones and then trying to come back and integrate back into normal society in the United States is a tough transition.
Yes.
And that's where a lot of we talked about the PTSD and that a lot of those issues come up. And, you know, the federal government has a lot of initiatives to try to integrate people back in society. There's one core, I believe it's called Joining Forces, where companies kind of pledge to hiring a specific number of veterans. I know Amazon, Dell, some other Samsung. They were talking about just hiring thousands of veterans and whatnot, which is a huge part. Employment's a huge thing for veterans when they come back. Another thing that's huge, and we've kind of touched on it before, for anybody who maybe has type of who who experiences stress or some type of mental anxiety is just exercise.
Yes.
Period. I know we've talked about you. You say exercise is your therapy.
I would be a Looney Tune if I did not exercise. And that's not an exaggeration for anybody listening to this thinking, oh, she's just joking. No, I would have probably horrible depression and just be a nut job that never sleeps.
Yeah, I know.
That's very much real.
I think that's 100% true, and I've looked at statistics.
He's acknowledging the fact that I'm crazy.
Yeah, she won't. Duh. But I've looked at scientific studies and everything like that, and they've done it, and they've just shown. I mean, they've even used exercise to treat clinical depression.
Yes.
And they've found in some clinical trials it works better than prescription drugs.
Yeah. And by no means am I trying to downplay the seriousness of people with any kind of mental disorder. I legitimately do have stress and anxiety issues. So I try to make fun and make light of it. But physical activity 100% is one of the few things that can actually focus your mind in order to still it enough to kind of quiet some of the confusion and just conflict that happens in our heads.
Right.
So it, no joking, it is a wonderful, wonderful treatment and outlet. But obviously it's a part of a bigger issue.
Yeah. So that's one thing that one company I was introduced to that's trying to help active military and veterans kind of integrate back in society is this team called, it's a company called Team Red, White, and Blue. And I got introduced to it a few years ago by a friend of mine, Dan Green, who's the owner, I believe one of the owners or creators of the Tough Med sports products. He introduced me to a few people, and their goal from the Team Red, White, and Blue, and their goal is to connect veterans with people in communities through physical or social activity.
So is this a national organization?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know how many cities they're in, but I know there is one in Tampa. And that's something that's, you know, super important to try to get, you know, people that, you know, the individuals that are discharged or veterans from the military, trying to get them back into society and become productive members of society, because obviously their lives have changed a lot, you know, being their obligations as a soldier now are obligations as a citizen are much different.
Right.
And so these kind of organizations are super important, and I'd love to eventually, you know, in the future, ETT to work, you know, be an outlet that, you know, associates with people like Team Red, White, and Blue, because reaching out to military members or military individuals in the military is something that's important to me, because I think, as we just talked about, exercise is a great way to deal with stress, and ETT, I think, is a, especially with our type of training system where you get to punch and kick stuff, it's a stress reliever all in one. So I'm looking forward to kind of pursuing that in the future, working with companies, or, you know, hopefully if they'll have me work with companies like Team Red, White, Blue. So to get off, to kind of change direction a little bit, we're going to stick to Memorial Day, kind of a Memorial Day theme. But like we mentioned in the beginning, a lot of cookouts are happening today. A lot of people going to parties and, you know, eating out or eating at a friend's house, you know, horseshoes and canned jam in the backyard, things like that.
Cornhole. Oh, yes, we have cornhole. I just realized that. Sorry.
So, but that a lot of people are going to be kind of, you know, just enjoying the holiday, eating, drinking. And if you're still, you know, trying to stick to some sort of, you know, healthy diet.
Well, I think this weekend, like we mentioned previously, is the kickoff to many weekends like this in the summer. It's, you know, you have a Memorial Day, and then a few weeks later, you're looking at 4th of July, and then, you know, people are just all out trying to party it up every weekend, if you're lucky enough.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a summer theme.
Yeah.
So how the heck do you manage all these barbecues and outings, and, you know, you get a bunch of invites?
The first thing I would say, especially on holidays, holidays, eat like the holiday. So like I said, on the holiday, eat like a holiday. So enjoy yourself this weekend. You want to have a couple hamburgers or anything like that, pasta salad, and maybe a few adult beverages, you can do that. But like Shannon said, when you get the invite every weekend, the random August weekend, you know, you can't. It's gonna build up over time. You know, like I said, if you're trying to eat more of a healthy, have a more healthy way of eating, you know, going out every weekend and having, you know, frozen drinks, Fogo margaritas, and, you know, big bowls of potato and pasta salad, you know, it's gonna add up. So, some healthy tips would be, especially if you're gonna drink like alcohol, stay away from beer and wine or any kind of sugary mixers. Sugar is really the core to really the main cause of storing body fat is sugary foods.
And it also is the it is also the reason that many people have horrible, horrible hangovers too. Yeah.
And plus, like I said, the alcohol in also it will induce, especially with me, it induced me to eat.
Yeah.
I want to eat. After I had a few beverages, I'm looking to eat. And I think that's kind of a natural reaction. And plus, people have the notion that, hey, I need to eat because if not, I'm going to get, you know, get up drunk or hangover. So people are like, oh, let's eat. And when that happens, you usually order something or
an extra pizza, an extra burger, some 5 hot dogs.
Yeah, so that the alcohol will stimulate hunger and and that usually leads to you ingesting.
What are we talking about? Labor?
I know. Whoa. Maybe I have a food baby.
It's a food baby. It'll
result in a food baby. So maybe that's where I was going. Drinking results in babies. Wait, what? That's another podcast.
That's not physically accurate.
Well, eventually, if you drink, you know.
Let's not go there today.
But that's as far as food wise, you want to stay from. I would say stay away from any kind of pasta salad, potato salad. Obviously, burgers are good without the bun. Buns are gonna hurt you, and then all the sweet desserts, cookies, cupcakes, things like that.
I actually have a great tip.
What's a great tip? Let's hear it.
So, and this is something that I've just followed over the years. So you've got all this different food at your barbecues, right? You know, you've got salads, you've got pasta, you've got burgers. Go for all of the most green things first, you know, like put your salad down. I mean, you can put some potato salad down on there. It's okay. But go for kind of all the green and, you know, the lighter things first. Fill a plate with that. Try to eat that first. And then go for the burger and things like that. Because chances are you're going to fill up on all of those lighter options. And it'll mean that you don't consume the super rich foods afterwards. And I don't know if anybody else has trouble drinking a lot of water, but cannot stress enough on all of these summer barbecue weekends. Drink water during the entire barbecue because that'll also fill you up. So those are my tips.
No, that's a super good call. Those are really good tips. You know, like I said. So a little review. Drink plenty of water. Like Shannon said, that's awesome. If you are going to drink alcoholic beverages, maybe try to stick to, you know, just liquor and soda water, some limes, things like that. Maybe a mojito with less sweet mojito is a good one. It's one of our favorites. Stay away from kind of the sugary foods that are out there. Any desserts, cookies, cupcakes, things like that.
Moderation.
And breads and things. If you're like, say, if you're trying to stick to a strict diet of a healthy eating, those are just some tips. But
you'll feel better afterwards. Nobody wants to go to a barbecue and then feel like you can't function afterwards. Yeah. So this is just basic. You want to enjoy yourself, do it, but do it smart. And that way, later on, the next day, you're not going to be hurting because there are a lot of Monday cookouts and a lot of us have to work on Tuesday. Right. Don't make Tuesday a horrible day.
Another great thing to do if you plan on going to a memorial or just a summer barbecue is do a workout in the morning. That's always something we do. We try to any holiday, we try to make sure we have that morning workout. We try to do it in the morning, do a nice intense workout. So we're ready to enjoy the day. You know, we can have a couple of those extra kind of naughty bits, either dessert or a drink or two.
Oh, yeah.
And we know.
You want those.
We're going to negate our workout, but still, we got to work out in, and it just makes you feel better. You know, we already talked about the mental benefits of exercise, but it releases all those feel good drugs in your brain naturally without having to ingest any other stuff.
Feel good chemicals.
Yes,
feel good drugs.
Well, sorry, chemicals. Yeah. You don't have to ingest feel good drugs to get the feel good chemicals in your brain. You just have to exercise. So that's what I meant. We're actually going to be doing that on Memorial Day. We're going to go visit my friend Jody's new gym in St. Petersburg called The Body Shop. Jody is, I met her at Amir's Academy when we were both training Muay Thai. She's a badass amateur kickboxer. She also does a lot of she's big in the fitness industry. She does, is a fitness model for Home Shopping Network. And now she's a CrossFit competitor. And she opened her own gym now in St. Petersburg.
That's freaking awesome.
So we're going her Memorial Day workout. And you guys can check out, I'm sure we'll take pictures. You guys check out the ET Tampa Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter. They'll be up there. And I'm sure Shannon will post some on hers also. So we're excited to go. I'm excited to go see her spot. And I'm excited to bring Shannon there too. I've seen a bunch of videos, her posting videos. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's a nice looking facility. I mean, it looks like a CrossFit box, if I was going to categorize it. But, like, a lot of nice new, there's some CrossFit box out there that look a little dirty. Mm-hmm. But this looks really nice. Everything's new. Everything's quality. Very thoughtfully laid out. So, and it seems like everybody on her page, everybody was raving about her workout.
Right.
So I can only imagine that she has an awesome community, and it'll be a really fun way to kick off the day.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we'll definitely post a bunch of reviews, and you guys can see that. When time this comes out, you guys will probably be checking out our picks and stuff from the workout. So Jody's one of those people that I would love. I know we're starting the interview portion of the ETT Rap Show. Every so often we'll have an interview. Jody is one of those people I'd love to interview because, all those things I mentioned about her accomplishments in fitness and health industry, we'd love to kind of elaborate that more. And speaking of interviews, I actually recorded the next interview that'll be on the ETT Rap Show. I recorded it this past week, and I'm not going to say it's who it is, but he's already been mentioned on the podcast multiple times. And I was still, astounded that I was able to get him to, do an interview with me. You know, I don't know if I don't know how it happened or because he, in my opinion, he's very, well known, especially in the celebrity, he's a celebrity trainer. So he's like
definitely an expert in his field.
Yes. He's written books and things and has his own vitamin company and everything. And really, as far as podcasting goes, I mean, he puts out a ton of podcasts.
Ooh, people, leave guesses. If you can guess who it is, that'll be a fun game.
Yeah, go ahead. Guess. He will be on next week's show. We'll have an interview with him on next week's show. And it is my mission this week, and I promised him, because we talked about other things besides fitness and health, that we will be on his episode, along with some others, will be a group of podcasts or a selection of our podcasts that will debut on iTunes. I keep saying it that we're going to be on iTunes, but it's my mission this week to do that because I promised him that.
Well, and actually, you've got me now also on your ass about it. So there's now a really good chance that it's
going to
happen.
It's going to happen.
It's
not a really good chance. Next week, you guys not only will get it on all the normal ways we distribute the podcast, but it will also be on iTunes for anybody who has the iTunes app on their phone. So we promise we will get that. In addition to that, anybody who has suggestions for possible interviews or even just podcast topics you like us to talk about, we love hearing from you guys. We love ideas, and we we love doing this, the podcast, period. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Shannon and I enjoy sitting down together and just talking about fitness and health.
Heck yeah.
And getting a little silly every once in a while. I know one of the things that Tyler and I talked about was doing a podcast from one of the cryo facilities here in Tampa.
A what?
Cryotherapy, which is like cold therapy.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Okay. Well, then maybe Shannon will be holding the mic while I stand in the cryo chamber.
Yeah, I've got way too many, like, almost arthritis.
Well, that's what it's supposed to help.
Body. Screw that. It's supposed to horrible. Help that.
Oh, okay. Well, Shannon will hold the microphone
maybe
while I...
Maybe I need to, like, research this. That sounds terrible. While my joints are screaming already.
Well, that's... It's supposed to help the joints.
I don't understand that.
Okay. Anyways, but hopefully we'll be doing fun stuff like that in addition to anything else. Any suggestions you guys have. If you guys... Do us a favor and share this with somebody. If you enjoy the podcast, we'd love you to share it with someone because we want to reach as many people as possible and build our audience through referrals. I think that's the best way to do it.
Word of mouth.
Exactly.
If you like it, share it, talk about it, get involved, talk to us, and we'll start a fun little back and forth.
Mm-hmm. We want to build the ETT community, and this is one of the ways we're trying to do that.
Yep.
So, I think that's it for this week. We gave our suggestions for not just Memorial Day cookouts, since that'll be passed already. All the summer cookouts you guys are going to be invited to. So try to keep those in mind if you're trying to stay on the straight and narrow as far as eating and being healthy. Other than that, you got anything else for these guys?
No, I'm good.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this week's ETT Wrap Show, and we'll check you next time.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.